Hey, Bob, we told you, we told you, we told you we were coming back to Lazarus. We just didn't tell you that they were going to kill them and then bring them back. Isn't that fun? Everybody wants to be Lazarus, but nobody wants to die. Amazing. See, that's the rub. It takes the heat out of the fire, the heatness out of the fire. Do you understand?
Everyone wants Lazarus to come resurrect their dead loved ones, but they don't want to trust Lazarus to kill them first as a proof in order.
Well, they didn't. They didn't. No, that's not the case. Lazarus didn't bring anybody back. Lazarus was dead. Jesus brought Lazarus back. Wait.
Oh, yeah,
no.
Of course.
Jesus didn't bring him back. Jesus did not bring him back. Jesus said, he's not dead. He's but asleep. Motherfucker had been in the grave for 3 days, stinking. Jesus said, he wasn't dead. He's asleep. What the hell's wrong with you, dumbass motherfucker? You don't know nothing. Sitting here running around like you know something. Man, you bunch of jackballs. Get your nigger bitch ass out of here and quit fucking with me. I'm tired of this shit. We're not done with this anymore. Get on, just go on, get. Go on, get. See, we can be based in our conversation about this because now it's kind of silly and fun because now it's all of a sudden like, well, that is kind of ridiculous after a little bit, isn't it? But it's what God does. See, that's a representation. If Jesus didn't ascend, you're screwed. But because he ascended, you got a chance, not from a salvation standpoint, but that you have access to create your own salvation. Because, see, Jesus is supposed to come back to get his bride, which is the quote-unquote church, which is, and we've decided that Jesus is not a chomo. He's not a child molester. Okay? So he's not coming for an immature bride. He's coming for a mature bride, one that's ready. Okay, so if you're the bride of Christ, get your damn ass ready, or get out, or you fucking it up the deal. So the first choices are getting real quick, to get on with this thing, or get out. And you'll see what get out looks like in about, pretty quick here. Because now it's time, it's up. Everything's lined up, everything's sorted up, everything's fixed up, everything's ready to go. Bob can make his quotas, and things will be jig-jack, jig-jack, jiggy-jack, jo-jo, something-something. Yeah, all that will get worked out, and they'll come and lay the gold and the silver at the feet, and everybody get on their throne, the iron throne. It's getting to the end of that, so that'll be good. We can bust that bitch up and sell it for parts. That'll be good. And then hack up what's left of Winterfell. That'll be good. Oh, wait, we better be careful. We can't tell too much. Wait. Spoiler alert. Back up, back up, back up, back up. We don't want to do that. Sorry, sorry, sorry. We got to rest. So, anyhow, set that back. And then what happens is you ascend. You come into your place of power. Then you still live in this world, in this realm, as people are, but the foot soldiers become less than. Okay? You can't get all involved in all this monikered, based, illegitimate, now. The now's got to get worked out. Now. All that's going to go away because you're going to come into your place and then be God. It's good.